You wouldn't pray if you didn't think someone was listening. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Music to my ears, that quote from St. Peter's first letter, cast your cares. It's like casting your bread upon the waters. Cast them out. Hand them over to Jesus. Picture Jesus standing there and you're carrying this big bundle, this big box of worries and concerns and cares and anxieties, and you just put in Jesus' arms, and Jesus says, you can hear Jesus say to you, you can see His lips moving, I'll take care of these. Don't feel totally and irrevocably responsible for everything. That's my job. Jesus says, I'll take care of them. What a relief, huh? You learn to hand your problems over to Jesus, you'll sleep better, you'll feel more healthy, you have more joy. You have a peace the world cannot give. Because you know how the world gives peace. Tranquilizers or escapes. You know, this year, I devote every Tuesday to prayer. Prayer is such a power. Prayer releases the power in us. Prayer is not magic. I'll say that all the time. But prayer is not magic. Prayer is a heart-to-heart conversation with God. Prayer is not putting God work for you. Prayer is placing you at the disposal of God. You say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Here I am, Lord, I've come to do your will. Prayer doesn't change God's mind, because God's mind only contains one thing, love for us, wishing us the best, taking great delight in us. No, prayer doesn't change God's mind. Prayer changes our hearts. And with a change of heart, God can do powerful things in and through us. That's why I said at the beginning of the program, you wouldn't pray if you didn't think someone was listening. You wouldn't sit in a room quietly all by yourself unless you knew there was somebody else in the room who listens, who inspires, who nudges, who motivates. You know what St. Paul says in his letter to Corinthians? No one can say that Jesus is Lord unless moved by the Holy Spirit. So, you know the prayer I usually say on Mondays? Let's say it today, okay? Let's say it again. Come, Holy Spirit, replace the tension within us with a holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within us with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within us with a strong faith. Replace the bitterness within us with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within us with the gentle light. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Replace the night within us with your day. Replace the winter within us with your spring. I love that prayer. I try to say it every day in my life. We let the Holy Spirit into our lives and profoundly work. Now, sometimes it's hard to pray. Especially when you're sick, huh? You might be taking medications it says makes you drowsy, so you're praying, and the next thing you know, you fall asleep. Sometimes it's hard to pray when you're sick because the pain, you're spending all your time and energy trying to deal with the pain. Sometimes it's hard to pray because you're wondering how God's going to make sense out of the nonsense going on in your life. You want to believe that God writes straight with crooked lines, and here you are sick. You're hoping God will, in some relationship that you have with somebody where the person is being illogical, absolutely illogical, irrational, and you're praying for that person, and you're hoping that God's going to somehow take the illogical and make it theological. Theological comes from two Greek words, theos and logos, the word of God. And you know the prayer I want to share with you today? It's a prayer that has to deal with just such a circumstance. It's a prayer of a father who is agonizing over what's going on in his son's life and the son's relationship with his parents. Okay, here's the prayer. Let me share it with you first, and then, you know, reflect on it a little bit. Oh God, I love my son very much. I tried to be a good father as best as I knew how to him, although I'm sure I made plenty of mistakes. I don't fully understand why he has turned out the way he has. He has no room for you in his life. His actions lately, I deplore. But I do not know what else to do. His mother and I are at the end of the road, and we are brokenhearted. We turn loose our son today and place him into your hands. We give him to you as you once gave him to us. We believe you love him infinitely more than we do. We ask that you take complete charge of this entire situation. We ask for your will to be done in all of our lives. Show his mother and me what changes we need to make in our relationship to him. Thank you for your love, which gives us hope. Amen. Wow. Powerful prayer. You can just hear the pain coming out of that father's heart. Rolling off his lips. Pain coming from confusion. Maybe from guilt of the mistakes he made in the past. Who gets a degree in parenting? Parenting's a crapshoot. What works with one child doesn't work with the other child. Parenting's on-the-job training. Parenting is dealing with the mystery of children. And the old Irish saying is true. When your kids are young, they walk on your feet. When your kids are older, they walk on your heart. And apparently this son has definitely walked on the heart of his mother and his father. Or the other saying that you probably have heard, little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. Let's just review some of the sentences in this prayer. Oh God, I love my son very much. Huh? Parents love their children. Parents would die for their children. No, no, not all parents. There are very abusive parents. I know that. I've been around a while. I've been a priest a long time. But you know what? Good parents love their children. And when their children break their heart, oh. And parents, good people, you know, bad people don't feel guilty. Good parents feel guilty over the mistakes they made in their parenting skills. And each child's a mystery. Why this child turns out this way and another child turns out another way? So what does he have to do here? He has to accept the fact that his child has turned away from them. And even more painful, the child has no place for God in his life. And his actions are deplorable, he says, which is so embarrassing, especially if the child, his son, has gotten into public problems. Crime. Police involved. Newspaper reports. Oh my. So what's he say to God? I don't know what else to do. My wife and I, we're brokenhearted. We don't know where else to turn. So what do we do? We turn loose our son today and place him into your hand. Don't we all have to do that with some loved one of ours? Don't we all have to say, you know, Father, into your hands I commend my loved one. God, you have to do something here because we don't know what else to do. And we would only do that because we believe that God loves this loved one more than we do, and more than that loved one loves himself or herself. He says, God, take complete charge of this situation. And then comes the part of the prayer, no matter what petition, what type of prayer you're praying, comes the critical sentence. We ask for your will, God, not the son's will, not our will. We ask for your will to be done in all of our lives. And with great humility, he says, show his mother and me what changes we need to make in our relationship to him. Have they become codependent? Are they enabling the son in his incorrect behavior? And then he's able to say to God, thank you. What a relationship this man must have with God to be able to say, thank you for your love, which gives us hope. Wow. Amen, huh? What does amen mean? So be it. Bring it on, God. I'm in agreement. Let it happen. Amen. How many parents are listening right now who could have written that same prayer? How many parents listening right now have had their children walk on their heart? Boy, it's difficult to raise children, especially in a world that does not support your Christian values. A world that has seduced our people, our young people. Pray, okay? Jesus said in Luke 18:1, pray always and never lose heart. Who are our prayer partners today? I want you to pray for the people of the Salvation Army. Oh, like the Red Cross that we prayed for yesterday, the Salvation Army are there. They're there for people when there's a natural disaster. They're there when the terrible fire occurs. They're there, giving them their time and their energy, saying words of comfort. Dear God, bless the people of the Salvation Army. Bless them and help them to continue their mission in life. These are people rooted in a deep faith that has brought them to the Salvation Army. May their faith always sustain them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's food for thought. It's from the book, the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament. It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Boy, I love that, huh? Don't miss an opportunity to offer hospitality because you may be entertaining an angel. Because angels come in many disguises. Well, would you like to contact me? First, before I give you that information, let me share today's humor with you, okay? So a burglar entered a priest's house at midnight. Drawing his weapon, he says to the priest, if you stir, you're a dead man. I'm hunting for your money. Well, the priest says, let me get up and turn on the light and I'll hunt with you. Obviously, the priest didn't have much money. So contact me. Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? Love to hear from my listeners. You know, I'm sitting here in this little room all by myself recording my radio show. It's a great shot in the arm to know that somebody's actually listening and finding the program helpful. Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. You can send a check to me. Make it out to TASH, Tash, Inc. It'll help me keep my hospital for the very poor and sick open in Oaxaca, Mexico. And you wouldn't believe the poverty down there, folks. We're working little miracles with very small resources. And sometimes big miracles. Visit my website, address fatherscott.com. Spell out father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.